Hi, I'm Ken Dale. Just got back from Boston for the Northeast Sustainable Energy Association's largest convention of the year. And I've been noticing changes over the years. I've been going to it since Ecologic started in 2002, every 2 or 3 years. And the changes in the Building Energy Conference, I think, are indicative of the changes in the entire field of energy-efficient buildings. What people, because this is the cutting edge. They've always been the cutting edge. In the early days, there was a lot on solar energy, and there was a lot on how to design a building so it uses so little energy that you can supply all the power with solar. And they would talk about how the government regulators didn't get it. And then they would talk about how the contractors didn't get it. And eventually, they came around. The government contractors didn't start assuming that just because it's energy efficient means it's not going to work. Energy efficiency is not a bad thing. They came on board years ago. The contractors finally realized that just because it's energy efficient does not mean the building is not going to work and for some reason. It's just using different materials, being smarter about what you're doing, smarter about how you do the infrastructure of the building, smarter about how you deal with the pipes, the plumbing, the heating, the electrical wiring, everything. Just do it a little smarter. So then, it's like, okay, we've got the contractors on board. Now, how do we get the real estate industry to understand they've got something special here? They didn't get it. So it took a while, and in fact, there's still a lot of them don't get it. But they're coming around because they're finding out that customers want energy-efficient buildings. And the information is getting through that an energy-efficient building is more comfortable than a normal building. Well, people want comfort. Everybody wants comfort. They're cheaper to run. Everybody wants to save money every month. Another good thing. So this year, there was a lot of talk on the assessors, people who assess the value of real estate for how much it's going to go onto the market and things like that, would not take it into account. The cliche of location, location, location has been with us for centuries. And that's a hard thing to shake. And the fact that people move into a house, move into an office, and they're cold in the winter, hot in the summer, so they move away. That lowers the value of that building. And people are starting to come around that you really have to pay attention to how much it costs to run the building. Energy efficient is comfort. Energy efficient is saving money. So that's coming around. There are policy changes constantly as the utilities and the fossil fuel companies strike back against energy efficiency and against solar power. That's something else that all the people at the Building Energy Conference have to deal with. So it's very interesting to see the changes year by year by year. Another thing happened this year was they're now not thinking of buildings as one unit. They're now thinking of entire neighborhoods. How does this building impact that building? How can we have not just one building in isolation be great, but a whole bunch of buildings in a row, an entire neighborhood be great? What other aspects of the neighborhood need to be considered in order to save energy, save commuting costs? How can we be more encouraging to bicycles so we need less commuting? How can we be more encouraging to mass transit? All these things are now going into the thought. What used to be one building that they had trouble getting built is now entire communities. So the future is looking good when it comes to building. It may take a while, but it's looking good.